Track three, and the first headline story is Climb Every Mountain, which is the headline on the Mid-Devon Advertiser and the Tynmouth Post. The inside story reads, Everest man plans to conquer Alps. A Tynmouth man who raised over £6,000 for Barnardos by trekking to Everest base camp last November is planning to take on the Alps this summer. Ryan Hallett walked 150 kilometres over 10 days in November, reaching an altitude of 5,364 metres above sea level, as part of a team from the Co-op supermarket group where he works. I wanted to challenge myself, both physically and mentally, along with raising money for charity, said Ryan. Having successfully hit the fundraising target for the Everest Base Camp trek, Ryan was approached about taking on another challenge, and the Alps was recommended. The Alps Challenge is 5 days long from June the 19th to the 24th. The team will visit three countries in 3 days as they traverse the Alps. Ryan is hoping to raise at least £2,950 and is preparing a number of fundraisers. Last year he could be seen on a static bike outside the Tynmouth Co-op. Donations can be made via his Just Giving page.
Hunt for new councillor after Walsh resignation. Tynmouth Town Council is looking for a new councillor following the resignation of Steve Walsh. Councillor Walsh, who represented the Tynmouth Central Ward, tendered his resignation on Sunday, December the 22nd. Essentially, I believe my time and skills would be more useful and better served elsewhere, he said. Local government is a behemoth, and although I tried, I failed to make any change. I'd like to thank the people who voted for me, and I apologise that in good faith I could not continue to serve them. Mr Walsh is the second councillor to resign from Tynmouth Town Council since the May 2023 elections. Tynmouth Town Council published a notice of vacancy on Monday, January the 6th, and this gives the electors of Tynmouth 14 days to demand a by-election, explained Tynmouth Town Clerk Ian Wedlake. The notice requires 10 people who are eligible to vote in Tynmouth Town Council elections to request an election by writing to the proper officer at Ford House in Newton Abbot. If 10 people do not come forward, then the Town Council would advertise for people willing to be co-opted to the vacant councillor role. These will be formally appointed at a public full council meeting. Last summer, Councillor Walsh launched informal walking surgeries in a bid to provide the townspeople with a more informal and friendlier way to chat and air their concerns. Being out walking in the fresh air is a much nicer way of connecting with people and being more visible in the town, he said at the time. It's a different way of doing things. Councillor Walsh also participated in beach cleans and other community projects. However, he was reluctant to be involved in checking the Town Council's bank reconciliations because he was concerned about liability ramifications.
Nursery closes after some safety concerns. A preschool in Dawlish has closed following concerns for the safety of children. Little Swans was shut down just before Christmas after complaints were made to regulator Ofsted that the preschool was not meeting the requirements relating to safeguarding policies and procedures. Parents have been left desperate to find alternative places for their children, as nursery provision in and around Dawlish is already under extreme pressure. Ofsted inspectors have been investigating complaints and concerns about the preschool since July last year. The Little Swans website says it is temporarily closed. The final closure follows concerns made directly to Ofsted on December the 18th. Ofsted said, "We received concerns the provider was not meeting requirements relating to safeguarding policies and procedures. Ofsted said, "We received concerns the provider was not meeting requirements relating to safeguarding policies and procedures." They said it was a regulatory telephone call that day and discovered some requirements were not being met and suspended Little Swan's Ofsted registration immediately because we believed children may be at risk of harm. This meant Little Swans could not provide childcare while the suspension was in place, and an offence would be committed if staff did so. On December the 20th, Ofsted says Little Swans notified them of their wish to resign their registration. Ofsted subsequently confirmed Little Swans was no longer a registered childcare provider. Concerned parents say the closure of the First Avenue nursery is a major blow. Some parents expressed their sadness at the closure, saying their children had loved it. Complaints were initially made in July last year. These complaints led to investigations which said the preschool was not meeting requirements. This related to procedures when parents collected children to help ensure children were not able to leave the premises unsupervised. Ofsted said action needed to be taken without delay. Further checks were carried out over the next few months to ensure staff with lead responsibility for safeguarding have a good understanding of the appropriate safeguarding protocols for reporting concerns about children's welfare and allegations made against staff. A visit was made in October. The Ofsted report said, "We identified that there continued to be weakness with safeguarding procedures and the actions raised previously had not been met. Legal notices were issued then requiring the preschool to take the actions."